Recorded Books and RB Digital present Dandelion Wine by Ray Bradbury. Narrated by David Aaron Baker. Just This Side of Byzantium, an Introduction. This book, like most of my books and stories, was a surprise. I began to learn the nature of such surprises, thank God, when I was fairly young as a writer. Before that, like every beginner, I thought you could beat, pummel, and thrash an idea into existence. Under such treatment, of course, any decent idea folds up its paws, turns on its back, fixes its eyes on eternity, and dies. It was with great relief, then, that in my early 20s I floundered into a word association process in which I simply got out of bed each morning, walked to my desk, and put down any word or series of words that happened along in my head. I would then take arms against the word or for it, and bring on an assortment of characters to weigh the word and show me its meaning in my own life. An hour or 2 hours later, to my amazement, a new story would be finished and done. The surprise was total and lovely. I soon found that I would have to work this way for the rest of my life. First, I rummaged my mind for words that could describe my personal nightmares, fears of night, and time from my childhood, and shaped stories from these. Then I took a long look at the green apple trees and the old house I was born in, and the house next door where lived my grandparents, and all the lawns of the summers I grew up in, and began to try words for all that. What you have here in this book, then, is a gathering of dandelions from all those years. The wine metaphor, which appears again and again in these pages, is wonderfully apt. I was gathering images all of my life, storing them away and forgetting them. Somehow I had to send myself back, with words as catalysts, to open the memories out and see what they had to offer. So from the age of 24 to 36, hardly a day passed when I didn't stroll myself across a recollection of my grandparents' northern Illinois grass, hoping to come across some old half-burnt firecracker, a rusted toy, or a fragment of a letter written to myself in some young year, hoping to contact the older person I became, to remind him of his past, his life, his people, his joys, and his drenching sorrows. It became a game that I took to with immense gusto, to see how much I could remember about dandelions themselves, or picking wild grapes with my father and brother, rediscovering the mosquito breeding ground.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?